Get on track. See, the church, we serve the church. What is the church? Anybody who calls themselves a believer and a follower of Jesus Christ, right? We are a part of the church, and we're going to go to heaven one day, and every tribe, every tongue, and every nation is going to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we're going to stand before that throne. We're going to be in heaven. I believe we're going to have jobs. We're going to have all kinds of cool stuff that's going to go on, but we're going to be worshiping the King together, and there is going to be all kinds of people there, and because we are part of the church, and that's what we learned last week. If you're here last week, we learned about the church. This week, if you call this your home, First Open Bible, this is where you attend. Man, I taught the first class of our believers class, or belong class, which is coming alongside. It's a 3-week course to be a member of First Open Bible. You have to be here 6 months or longer, and you have to be 18 or older. And I was expecting a handful of people, and we had probably about 15. So it was pretty awesome. Awesome. Because they want to be a part of a church. They want to go from not just dating, but to marriage. Right? That's what it means to be a member of a church. I'm planting my roots. I want to be a part of this marriage. I want to be a part of what God is doing here. What can I do? How can I serve? So that's this week. I want to talk to us about a church, our church, First Open Bible. See, there's nothing the enemy fears more than a church standing together, ministering together, and fighting together. We is greater than me. And in God's army, it works better that way. 2 Timothy 2:2-4 in the NLT says this: "You've heard me teach things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others. Endure suffering along with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus." Verse 4, "Soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for they cannot please the officer who enlists them." Who's the general? Jesus. Jesus is the general of the church. Don't get mixed up into the worldly affairs, because you cannot please the general unless you're caught up and you're thinking about and you're engaged in spiritual warfare. God created family. Adam and Eve. One of the first things he did was creation, family. And Adam and Eve is not Adam and Steve. It ain't Eve and, right? Adam and Eve, X and Y, XX chromosomes. Cut off whatever you want, do whatever you want, implant whatever you want. You are still a man or you are still a woman, and God made it that way. Man and woman, created for marriage. God created family. God created friendships. God created a support system. Even Jesus had friends. Right? He rolled with them all the time. He had 12, and then he had really 3 close friends. God created the church, and God created the army of soldiers in his kingdom. God created for us to be together physically, yes. Spiritually as well, we are together. The church is to help protect, encourage, support, and fight against the enemy, to fight against sin, and to fight against the hard things we may face in life together. See, the church is not a building, it's a people. Remember that? That's because God is not interested in church monuments. God is interested in church movements. Let's move together in what God is calling for us to do at First Open Bible. The Bible teaches us that we are all called to be ministers of the gospel and to be ambassadors for Christ as discipling others and sharing the good news. All of us, right? Hey, pastor, I can't preach behind a pulpit. Good. You probably were never created to. What were you created to do? Quit focusing on what you're not created to do and focus on what you are created to do. What is the weapon that is in your hand? See, church, my weapon right now in my life is this. This is my weapon. This is how I fight. How do you fight? What do you do? What has God called you to? Is it that cubicle? Is it that truck? Is it that neighbor? Is it on your knees in your war room praying? Now everybody knows it's Walmart for all of us. Amen. I love Wally World. Land of opportunity. There's opportunity in every aisle. Praise God. Y'all know it because y'all laughing because y'all been there. I seen you at 11:30 wearing them jammies. I saw you. Put a coat on. It's cold. Amen. We're all called to be ministers, ambassadors, and to share the good news and disciple all of us. One of my main jobs as a pastor is to equip saints to do the works of the ministry. But within the local church, there's many different ranks, positions, and titles. So this week, as I was praying, God gave me this word. He put a burning in my heart that you would have a passion of participation. During my prayer times this week, I realized that many of you may not know some of the basics of our leadership and the responsibilities. Some of you are just Sunday goers and we're thankful you're here, but you don't know the works that we do here. You don't know what we provide. You don't know who's in charge of what. You don't know what we do to fight here every single week, every single day, every single hour. And you might not know what we do to fight out there as well. So I'm going to give you some inside intel this morning. Amen? Come on now. Only 5 people want to know some inside intel. Y'all want to win a war, you need some inside intel. That's what you need. You need a battle plan, strategy. You need to know when the cavalry comes in. You need to know when you send people in the front lines. You need to know when you're an archer, right? You need to know when you pick up the sword. You need to know when you're part of the medic crew. You need to know. While I go over these next slides, these are high levels of ministry that we do here at First Open Bible. High levels. This is definitely not all-encompassing. If you know anything about ministry, what you do is wear so many hats that your neck hurts. Amen? You just got to do what you got to do because you want to serve. You want to serve. Ministry, these are ministry strategies I'm about to point out and positions. And what I want you to do, church, is this. You, as a me, I want you to pray and think about while I'm going through this. How could you be better in joining us and become a we? Amen? Here we go. First Open Bible staff, leadership positions, high level responsibilities. Go ahead. Lead pastor, that goofball right there. Right? Lead pastor, develop and cast vision. My name is Pastor Harris Holzapfel and I'm the lead pastor. Develop and cast vision for the church. Communicate and lead direction for spiritual development. Preach Sunday AM and Wednesday PM service as needed. Initial counseling point of contact. Direct, oversee, and fill in for all ministries at First Open Bible. Train and equip all ministry leads and staff members. Officiate funerals, weddings, and special events as needed. Visit, contact, and/or arrange care for people in need. Administrative oversight over all business operations. Administrate oversight of building operations and church parsonages. We have 2. Responsibility for hiring and termination of personnel. And there it is, the giant hat rack. Additional pastoral care as needed. Now, if you're in here right now, and I'm going to ask you, and I didn't ask you before, so I'm going to ask you in front of people, so it's going to be awkward if you don't do it. When I have the slide up there of you, would you please stand? And the reason why I want that is if people need to make a connection with you later, they know exactly who to go to. The reason why we added these pictures as well is because sometimes you've heard a name, but you don't know the face. Next one, please. Pastor Cody Van Sickle. Ooh-ooh! Ooh-ooh! Yes, church, he lifts weights. All right, student ministries pastor. Amen. Develop and cast vision for First Open Bible Youth. Communicate and lead direction for spiritual development. Preach for youth services and on rotation as needed. Train, encourage, and empower youth staff team. Visit students as needed in the hospital or times of need. Operate social media accounts for all student ministries, including marketing material for First Open Bible Kids and First Open Bible Youth. Partner with parents to prepare their students for the next stage of life. That's huge. I remember as being a youth pastor, that is massive right there. It's not his job. It's not his job. What are you sitting down for? Shoot. My back's turned and you sit down. Okay. Talking to your boss. His job is not to be the only source of your children and your teenagers' source of spiritual upbringing. He's to partner with you. And I realize there's kids that come to youth and their parents don't go here. Well, then he's a major part. But he needs to be a partner. That's the main thing. He partners with you. Partner with parents to prepare their students for the next stage of life. All right, next. Personal mentoring and weekly connection with students. Review ongoing annual budget with lead pastor and maintain projected budget. Oversee all young adult activities and assist lead pastor as needed in day-to-day pastoral duties. And I love that one. Amen. Thank you. You can see. Be seated. Very well. Sherry Urkel. Woo. She downstairs? Yeah. Okay. Executive Children's Director. Right now, she is the leader of our children's ministry. Develop and cast vision for First Open Bible Kids. Oversee all children's ministry volunteers and scheduling. Order, purchase, and organize all children's ministry supplies and curriculum. Occasionally attend students' school and personal events. Plan and implement VBS and Kids Camp each year. Visit students in the hospital as needed. Plan and implement training for leaders. Oversee all cleaning in the children's wing and nursery. If you don't know what that is, on my right-hand side, actually all of ours right now, if you go down those steps right down there, that's the giant children's wing. If you have not visited, you need to do it today. It's awesome. Work in the church office on Fridays and review ongoing annual budget with lead pastor and maintain projected budget. Let me tell you something. That right there, that's a warrior. When children's ministries is full of warriors. You think, oh, I'm just doing these little things. Let me tell you, I bet you half the people in here, if not more, remember things that their Sunday school teacher taught. And the Bible says, if you raise them at a young age in the Lord, they shall not what? Depart from it. That matters so greatly. Children's ministry, every part of every ministry. If you think just preaching is the most important, I would beg to differ. That's not. All of us are important. We're all called to what God has called us to. God's word is super important by building up in the faith. But what she does and what these other ladies do and men do is incredible. Ariana Holland, lead children's assistant. Assist in cleaning in the children's wing. Oversee children's check-in desk. Operates and organizes the Bible bookstore. Assists with scheduling children's teachers and helpers. Occasionally attend students' school and personal events. Help plan and implement VBS and kids' camp each year. Visit students in the hospital as needed. Assist with planning and implementing training up for leaders. Work in the church office on Fridays. Assist executive children's director in all duties as needed. Review ongoing annual budget with lead pastor and maintain projected budget. If you noticed, both the ladies that work in children's ministry, they man the office on Fridays. So if you ever need anything about children's ministry, call Friday, 9 to 4 in that office. The phone will be on, and they will answer. Next one, please. Pastor Sonny Freeze. Look at how good that picture is. I said, Pastor Sonny, you look so debonair. Look at you. Look at you. What a handsome man. Pastor Sonny Freeze. Look at that. It's like you want to know this guy. That's what that is. I want to know him. Worship and tech director. First one, you want to know me. All right. Oversees all operations of sound and tech for all church-sponsored events. Oversees all troubleshooting, repairs, and ordering for sound and tech needs. Oversees, helps plan and implement all tech and sound for worship experiences. Help train and equip the lead worship minister and tech team. Fill in for worship as needed in the absence of the lead worship minister. You noticed that this morning. He filled in, and we're thankful for that. Thank you. And then the last one is review ongoing annual budget with the lead pastor and lead worship minister and maintain projected budget. Amen. Next one. Brent Kelly. Woo! You could hear that woo right now, Brent. Heal him, Lord, wherever he's at. Amen. Lead worship minister oversees, helps plan, and implement worship experiences. Sunday a.m., Wednesday p.m., monthly praise and worship night, and special events as needed. Train and equip the vocalists and musicians on the worship team. That man has skills. He's got skills. Coordinate, dude, the guy can take a song, he's like, I don't like it, and just rearranges it. And then he can rearrange it for your instrument. It's crazy, right? Coordinates, rotates schedule for worship team members. Plans and organizes weekly worship set. Review ongoing annual budget with the lead pastor and tech and worship director and maintain projected budget. Thank you. Dave Wagner. Amen. There he is. If you want to know his rap name, it's D-Wag with that swag. Dave Wagner, missions and outreach director, oversees, helps plan, and implements all outreach events. Oversees, organizes, and helps run weekly food pantry. Prepares and presents monthly missions report to the church. Organizes and runs weekly missions team meeting. Oversees, organizes, and attends some of the church-wide missions trips. And he reviews ongoing annual budget with the lead pastor and maintains projected budget. Thank you, D-Wag. Appreciate you. Sarah Holzapfel. Woo! She's the creative and spiritual development director. She provides strategic vision and leadership for adult Wednesday night curriculum and discipleship. She creates and builds creative elements for events, marketing, and services. Oversees and helps coordinate annual staff and board retreat. Plans and organizes and runs the GAP meetings, going after progress. If you want to know what that is, if you're not moving forward, you're going backwards. And so we want to look at what we're doing and how can we move forward. And she helps lead us as a staff in that meeting. Works and collaborates with ministries in strategic and creative planning. Create and develop new experiences and creative expressions inside the church and for outreaches. She teaches, mentors, and disciples on an individual or group basis. Oversees and makes decisions regarding all church decor and visual aesthetics. And she reviews ongoing budget with her awesome husband, lead pastor, and maintains projected budget. You want to talk about an awkward, weird situation? I'm her pastor, I'm her boss, and I'm her husband, right? Amen. So pray for her. Amen. Thank you, honey. Wonderful. Miss Haley Kesserson. Yep. She's pressing the button back there right now. She's helping me out. She's our media director. She's my latest hire. Oversees all operations of church website. Oversees all operations of church app. Oversees all church social media accounts and reviews ongoing annual budget with our lead pastor and maintain projected budget. Let me say something real quick. The doors you just walked in this morning are actually no longer the front doors of our church. Our website is. That's just how the world is. That's how the world works now. And we needed something like this because we're all scrambling trying to put stuff together. And she's been a blessing ever since she's been hired for the last couple months. And we've appreciated that. And we also have a church app. If you don't have that before you go today, Miss Haley can show you how to get that Android or on your Apple phone. We have a church app for you. You can stay connected with the church. You can give through that. It's really, really cool. All right. Thank you. Miss Carolyn Wagner. Woo! And yes, you guessed it, she does rap with her husband. Her name is K-Wag. All right. Stewardship director processes weekly and monthly payroll for employees, oversees church and employee tax regulations and payments, oversees and coordinates money counting, volunteers, and rotating schedule, prepares, delivers, and sends year-end contribution statements, oversees full accounting function for First Open Bible. Oversees all bank accounts for First Open Bible. Maintains and prepares the church budget. sorts, organizes, and creates financial reports as needed. She prepares, presents, reviews, and maintains ongoing budget with the lead pastor and the board of elders on a regular basis. Plans and presents all financial information for the church's annual business meeting. Thank you, Ms. Kawag. Mary Moore. Junior? No? Okay. She's our facility assistant. She oversees cleaning and care for the church property, orders and restocks all cleaning supplies, coordinates rotating schedule for sanctuary cleaning teams, and she leads the indoor portion, which we just had last week, of the church-wide cleaning days. She oversees cleaning and care after funerals and for additional church-wide events. This is God's house, and we have to take care of it. Amen. Ms. Sherry Pfeiffer. Look how long her name is. Office admin, lead pastor, administrative assistant, part-time ninja. Answer and direct incoming phone calls to the church office. Assist guests that visit the church office. Organize and maintain the Google Calendar for the church and pastoral staff, including event scheduling. Create and print weekly service bulletins. Assist with social media upkeep. Assist creative director to create and build creative elements of events and marketing. Update and distribute church-wide emails and prayer chain. If you haven't been on the prayer chain email, all she needs is your email address, and you can be a part of that. We send out emails almost every single week of needs in the body or needs in our community. Help the stewardship director as needed with payroll and with bills. Organize and assist with staff and board communication. Coordinate and organize ministry meetings with staff and lead pastor. Coordinate guest speakers, schedules, and accommodations. Organize and order hospitality gifts and flowers. And here's the one that is quite big. Help lead pastor with day-to-day job duties. Thank you, Ms. Sherry. Amen. We is greater than me. So the Greek word for the church in the New Testament is ecclesia. And what does that mean? It means a calling out. A calling out. In other words, simply saying the church is a called out group of people that gather for God's purposes. When Jesus said he will build his church, that means he will continually call out, or he's calling out those who will follow him, those who will identify with his cause, and he's calling out those who will gather together for God's purposes. Everyone, say me. Everyone has been called out and has a part to play as a piece of the body of Christ and also within the local church as well. Are you playing your part? I pray we catch the vision that God has given, First Open Bible, and move with him in a spiritual way. God has called us to be a spiritual military unit here in Cedar Rapids on the northwest side. And because of that, and if we get together and we fight together, that is going to be the most effective way we can stand together in the fight for Cedar Rapids and our community. Philippians 1, verse 27 says this in the NLT. Above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourselves in the matter worthy of the good news about Christ. Then, whether I come and see you again or only hear about you, I will know that you are standing together with one spirit and one purpose, fighting together for the faith, which is the good news. Fighting together in unity makes the gospel beautiful. See, what I showed you is people on staff. We have a lot of other people. We have a hospitality team. We have Sunday school teachers. We have nursery workers. We have a lead to the nursery. We have all kinds of different teams. We have a youth staff team. We have a missions team. I can't even name everybody that is involved. Getting together as me's and becoming a we makes the gospel beautiful. See, when you participate prayerfully, financially, and physically in what God is doing here at First Open Bible, you get to see the miracles that God is doing here in this ministry firsthand. We have everybody understand our main battle plan, our main strategies, and everybody gets involved, we are setting ourselves up for a victory in Jesus' name. Amen? Come on, church, say amen. See, if we do this together, we do this together, we do this together, we will have more victories. This is how it works. It's how God made it. Why? Because we is greater than me. Will you join us? Will you please stand? I want to pray for you. Worship team, you can come up if you'd like. I want to pray for you this morning. Been given a challenge, church. How can you, as a me, become a we with us? If this is your church, join us. Join us in this fight, right? Remember, we don't fight like the world fights. We fight like the kingdom God tells us to fight. And a lot of times it's on our knees, it's in prayer, it's lifting each other up. See, the world's going to know that Jesus Christ exists by the way that we love each other, right? We believe in things here at First Open Bible. We believe in missions, right? We have missionaries that are going to be going to Argentina for 4 weeks this Thursday, right? They just got home and they're leaving us again. I thought I was preaching on we. What's going on here? I'm just playing. Now, we send you off with our love. We send you off with the power and the fire of the Holy Spirit. We're thankful that everybody has a part to play. One of the best things you can do in life is to be self-aware. Self-aware. Who are you? And who are you in the kingdom of God? Who are you at First Open Bible? What has God made you? You know those specific things in your life that you're good at? There's a reason, right? Like, I have somebody that comes and helps me with stuff all the time, and I call upon him because he's super handy. Because I'm not, man. I cut almost my finger off trimming bushes. Right? So I'm like, we need people. We need to come together, and we need to fight together, but we must know who we are. I want to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you right now that God will stir your heart and say, God, see, when the best prayers you can say this, one of the best prayers you can say this, after you've already said, Jesus, I'll follow you, you say this, God, use me. God, use me. God, use me. If we didn't need the church, why would he say, don't forsake the fellowship of the believers? If we didn't need the church, why would he pour out the Spirit of the living God upon the church? Why would he have the 12? Why would he disciple them? Why would the book of Acts show us what it looks like to be a real living, breathing church that goes out, and it says that daily the lost were being saved. Daily people were joining. You know, one of the best problems we can have here is I need to figure out what to do because we don't have enough pews. Right? We need more people joining us in this battle. We need more lost. We need more saved. We need people that believe in what God is doing. Will you join us? Will you join us? I want to pray for you. And anybody who stood or any picture that you saw, if you have a question or you say, I would like to do something with you, I want you to talk to them either today, which is a good day. Talk to them today. Talk to them this week. Call the office. Do something about it. Do something. Amen. Your job is not to warm a pew. It's to go out and make disciples of all nations. And that's what we want to do. One of our greatest hearts here is to go out. How do we go out? To build up and edify this body, to go out, right? If I'm not a pastor, I would most definitely be an evangelist. It's all about my heart. I burn for the lost. And I'm not afraid anywhere that I go. If God tells me to say something, I'm going to say it. I want you to have that same fire. I want you to have that same boldness because it's in you. It's in you. You know what it's called? Power of the Holy Ghost. That's what it's called. It's the compassion of Jesus Christ who died on the cross for all lost. Everyone. He said that not that one shall be lost. He died that not one shall perish. And it's in your mouth and it's upon your hands and it's on your feet to go out. Join us, church. Father, we lift you up right now. We thank you for your time this morning. God, we thank you that we were able to worship you, to give you all that you deserve and all the glory. And I ask that right now, Spirit of the living God, may you stir us. Stir us, stir us, stir us. Just like a long time ago, many of us were stirred with a fire that's in our bellies. It's shut up in our bones. There's a fire that's inside of us and it's fanning right now. And I pray for the Holy Spirit oxygen right now to fan that flame. Blow right now, God. Blow right now. Jesus, you were moved with compassion. Move us. You're not interested in monuments. You're interested in movement. And you made us a body. And each of us must be a part of that body or we cannot move together. I don't want to be a crippled church. In the last days, we must move with the Spirit of God. Pray that you just fill them up right now. Whatever's yearning upon their heart, whatever they recognize. If they don't know, God, how you made them, they don't know what you've taught them, they don't know what gifts they have, I pray that right now by the Spirit of God, you break off that cloudiness that's upon their mind. In the name of Jesus, it's gone. And may there be clarity in the name of Jesus and why you were made and how you were made and the gifts that God has given you right now. And it says that you are to eagerly desire the gifts of the Lord. And even if those are help gifts, we can't do this by having a bunch of mouths all the time. We must have the gifts of help. There must be people involved. We must all get down and get dirty for the kingdom of God. Whatever it takes, whatever it takes. If we can get a lost soul, God, whatever it takes. Use us. We love you and we worship you. And as we go, if you won't go with us, we won't go. But if you will, lead us. Guide us. Put us on fire and send us out so we can start some forest fires in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
All my life you have been faithful. Come on, sing it today. And all my life